Blog Talk Radio.
Show. So how is everyone today? So let's follow up on the theme that we're going to talk about today, but I need your participation. This will not work without you because it's all about your past lives, okay? And doing a past life reading and kind of looking into it, or getting messages for dead people, from dead people, not for dead people. That would be kind of, well, if you want to give them a message, that would be cool too. So if you have a favorite relative who has passed, is living in the non-physical world, if you want to contact them and give them a message, that would be good. Or a famous person. Hey, how about that? If you got a message for a famous person and if you want to connect with somebody from history, how about, no, I'm just kind of playing a little bit, having a little fun, playing a little bit this morning. It's kind of a lazy day here in beautiful Pasadena, California. We've had more rain in the last 24 hours, than we had 2 years ago in the whole season. Or at least in the last week, we've had more rain than we had two seasons ago. So it's raining a bit. Our drought still needs more rain, but we're getting there slowly but surely. This is going to be a good year for the greater Los Angeles area, as in rainfall and the reservoirs being full. And I guess Northern California, a lot of it's already out of drought conditions, which is kind of cool. It's good. Good to know, right? Good to know. We can have water. We'll be able to shower by ourselves this coming summer. So how are you guys? How are you doing today? I have some articles. I want to talk about a few things. I listed the messenger.info for you there. And if you go to the messenger, and I'm not going to promote myself too much here, but I kind of do that. That's part of this job, right, is to promote yourself, tell people what you're doing, and see if they want to get some help from you. Yes. It's about regression therapy, a regression therapy special. And if you go to the messenger, it's listed there. Normally, my charges for a full session are $90. And then for a follow-up session, which not necessarily the full 55 minutes, is $50. Okay? But I have a special right now just to get people into it because I love doing this stuff. It's taking people either to past lives. It's not just about fun, though. It's really kind of dealing with things that are going on in your life or knowing about people in your life. And it's also helping you get connected to know that there is something after this lifetime. That's a good thing, right? And then sometimes we go between lives. You go to your spiritual home, call it heaven, whatever you call it, and get some spiritual insights or commune with, family members or saints, masters, teachers, guides, whatever you want to go and see. That's what I'm doing. So that's the special. Well, let me give you the price. Ooh, the money part of it. So if you're interested, because I said it's normally $90 for a full session. And for the first time, and it's about a 45-minute session. We won't drag this on. We could go for hours. Sessions sometimes will go for 2 hours if we're getting between life regressions and going between lives and just doing the whole gamut of things. I don't like to go 2 hours with people because that gets a little weary. Weary, is that the word? Weary? Yeah. So for a first-time session, regression therapy, it's $30. I was toying with free, but free's nah, that's an hour of my time or 45 minutes of my time, and I think you need to appreciate a little bit, right? A little bit of what I do, so that's why I'm offering this special, and it would be fun. So if you're interested, go to the messenger, or you can contact me through here, or you can contact me through Facebook. I do video work, so you don't have to live in Los Angeles area to do that. We do it either. You can either do it on Skype or Facebook Messenger or Google Plus Messenger. There's lots of vehicles to do video chats. And it works just as effective. Okay? So, Let's do that. Okay, I'd love to do that with you. So why do it? And I did a write-up. There's a write-up on the Messenger right after the listing for the special. And we can do it. Just get a hold of me. So what are we doing today? Well, I'm wanting you to call in. Now, if you're in the chat room, if you want a little bit of a past life reading, just give me your real name and the year and date of your birth. Okay, and then we can go from there. And we can go into that. It's kind of fun. I like doing the reading. You know, I've done the readings for people, and then I've regressed them later. And it comes out about the same. It really does. So I think the readings are pretty accurate. And then when I do readings for people, they usually say, I can see myself doing that. That kind of relates to what I'm doing now. And I really don't know anything about them as to their past. So let's do that. And so you can call in. Or if you want to get some information, you have a question that you feel one of your ancestors might have an answer for, because they're watching you all the time. Believe it or not, they are watching you all the time. Okay? Yeah, they love you. I think that's the message I get from spirit and from ancestors, is that they love you. They're concerned, interested, and want to see you be successful. So they have advice and guidance for you to be successful in your life. I know you have a lot of problems. You want to know that, what's my future? Well, they'll tell you what's coming up for you. Because I'm a law of attraction person, and so are they to some degree. They know you're creating your own life as you go on with it, right? You're manifesting your own life. And so your ancestors go, they're doing it. Okay, let's help them. So I have some articles just in case nobody wants to call in and talk about their past lives or get a message from ancestors. And so what are we going to do? I started an article yesterday. So, yeah, feel free. Put your name in the chat room, your year and date, year and month of birth. I don't know why I need month, but that's all right. Year and month, and then we'll look at a past life. How's that sound to you? Sounds like fun. I like doing it. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. Don't be shy. What hurt? Never hurts. I've been regressed a few times in my life, and I've regressed quite a few people. You know, I was thinking about that, and I was going to get into an article, and I will in a minute, but I was thinking about that of all the people that I've regressed, and I don't know many of them. You know, it's not millions, obviously. It's probably not even the thousands, but it's probably in the hundreds. I've only had a couple people that couldn't go under, that couldn't be regressed. Now, I've even regressed groups, which was fun, a whole group going under. And sometimes when groups come together, they know each other in a past life, because you really do know people and you're connected with them in a past life. So I've had groups come together and regress them. And some go to a past life. Some of them just go into this kind of quiet meditative state where they learn more about themselves and answer questions to their higher self, which is a great thing to do also. So if you're interested, yes, please. That's what I do here. That's why you're here, right? Isn't that why you're here? I think it's why you're here. If you saw the write-up, that's why you would be here. So what are we doing? Okay, so let's get into some articles. Some of them are fun. Some of them are spiritually minded. And some of them aren't so spiritually minded. But I thought the first one was kind of interesting because this is something I thought about. And I'll come back. I won't go through the whole article without checking back with you and see if anybody wants to call in or talk to me about something or have any questions in the chat room. It's from WebMD, and it's, why does my doctor do that? You ever wonder, unless you're a medical student in, you know, third year of medical school, you just kind of wonder. So let's do this. Let's go through some of these and I'll check back. The annual exam. This is when your doctor finds out what's going on with you. Yeah, I have mine coming up in February. She thought I was going to do it last time, but she didn't, in December. So we put it off and I have to get a blood test and all that fun stuff. So she talks with you or he about preventing diseases and any new things you're feeling and helps you manage health issues you know you have. She taps, rubs, pokes, and prods. I like the word she. Actually, the picture of the doctor here looks a lot like my doctor, which is kind of cool. She comes at you with strange-looking instruments. That's what's your doctor trying to learn when she does some of these things? Aha! Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the article. If you're still with me. I know this doesn't seem very spiritual, but, you know, I thought it was kind of fun and interesting. And I was curious about some of these things because they've done unto me. I've been poked and prodded the last couple of years. Okay, so she push on your belly. Your doctor looks at your abdomen, the shape, the skin, the way it moves when you breathe to make sure everything is okay. He or she may also, we'll go with what the article says. He also may listen with a stethoscope to hear if your bowel is making different sounds because of an illness. Now, I never thought about that one. They can listen for the sounds of a bowel movement. Does it indicate a disease? Kind of interesting, huh? He'll push on your belly, called palpation. This gentle hands-on exam checks for areas that are too firm, tender, or bigger than they should be. Aha. You know, are you normal, basically? Are you normal like everybody else, or are you a little off in one area of your body? So that's the poking and the prodding of the belly. And you're going, why is he doing this? No, this is the next one I thought about was really interesting because it happened to me. Stick that thing in your ear. You ever had that thing stuck in your ear, right? It's called an audioscope. And your doctor uses it to get a better view, especially if you have trouble hearing or your ear hurts. After all, it's tight quarters in there and dark too. With it, your doctor can see an irritated eardrum, a swollen ear canal, fluid that's a sign of infection, or extra wax that may be causing trouble and other problems. So you guys didn't know I was going to get into a medical show, did you? But I just kind of had fun with this. Okay, by using it to send a little puff into the canal. A little puff, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you a story about that one. Because my doctor said, you got a lot of wax in the ear. And they try to get a little of the wax out. And so they sent me to a specialist to get the wax out of my ear. And that was an interesting thing. It wasn't just a little poke or puff of air. It was like this device that they stuck in my ear and that sucked. It made the suck whirling sound and it pulled all this stuff out. And my ear hurt for about a day afterwards, but I guess it's clear. And I always couldn't figure out why when I went in water that my water wouldn't drain, but it was all that wax. So I'll probably have to have it get done again. That was about a year ago. Okay, I'm back. Oh, I have callers. Oh, cool. I know, I'm getting into this whole fun stuff. I know, I'm off on a whole different tangent today. So if you're interested in regression work, we're going to do that. We're going to have some fun and get back to you guys. I just thought I'd get it to an interesting article. You have what? I have what? Toxic people. Bloating. Oh, yeah. Locked in. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but that's all right. We'll take some calls. Then we'll get back into some other articles. I thought that was kind of interesting, the thing about the ear and why they look into your ear and what they're looking for. And, okay, so let me take a couple calls and see what people are up to today. And then we'll get into, yeah, we'll kind of delve into your past lives or see if some dead people have something to say to you. Hello.
Hi. Happy Hi. Thursday, I believe.
It is still Thursday. Yes, it is. It's not Friday yet. It will be Friday in about 10 hours, right? Left roughly from here where I'm at. I don't know where you're at, but that's about where it is.
At the moment in Earth.
As the Earth spins around the sun or does its orbital turn every year, right? Every day,
right.
whatever it does, who knows what it does. What's on your mind and who am I speaking to?
Enchantress.
Enchantress, I like that name. That's kind of like an interesting name. I think we've spoke before. So what's on Enchantress's mind today?
You were intriguing me before you got all medical about regress, going back to the past. I mean, okay, I have enough problems with the future, let alone.
Oh, well, let's don't. You know what? Let's look at it from this point of view. Maybe this will make sense to you to some degree. Sometimes what happens in the past, either early childhood, which is kind of like the big area, or a past life, is not only affecting you in the now, it's also going to affect your future, because your belief system and the decisions you're making are based on those beliefs and those things that happened in the past, which you compound into the future by making the same kind of choices. Ah, I got that all out, didn't I? So, what year and month of were you born?
Oh, I wrote it on the chat box.
Oh, you did? I didn't see
it.
Where is it? Oh, let's see. Oh, okay, nice. Okay, got it. It's September. Okay. Ooh. So you're a good Virgo, aren't you?
I don't know if I'm a good one.
Okay. Well, that's always, hey, just assume you are, and let's just go from there. 1954. Let's go back. Let's get into the wave. Do you remember Rocky and Bullwinkle, Mr. Peabody, and Sherman and Mr. Peabody in the Wayback Machine? So I use the Wayback Machine.
Mm-hmm.
They take me in the Wayback Machine to look at your life.
Do I close
my
eyes?
Oh, you don't have to go in. No, you can. No, especially if you're not. Especially if you're driving, you don't want to close your eyes. That's
I'm not driving. Oh my gosh, that'd be awful. Go explain that to the police. I was listening to the show, and oh my gosh, oh, they would never believe it. So okay, never mind. Enough humor.
Okay. There was a great British TV sitcom that I watched for a while that I watched on Netflix or whatever. It was kind of like a takeoff. It was kind of like Friends, but the British version of Friends. And one of the women there was a little dingy. I guess you use the word dingy.
Oh, no, she wasn't. Keeping up appearances.
She got a job as a traffic reporter, helicopter traffic reporter, right?
Oh, no, I'm talking about a different show. Sorry, I'll be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
And this is a British show. So she's in London, and she's over the traffic in her helicopter going, reporting the traffic. She goes, this is a horrible day in traffic. I just want everyone just to relax a little bit. We're going to just take a moment and meditate and close your eyes for just a moment. not good for a traffic reporter, right? No, it was kind of funny. It's a funny bit. Okay, so let's go. You died in your last life. You died in, I get the 1920s. Okay. Where? Ooh, let me see. It's Southeast United States, and I'm getting pulled towards New Orleans area. I that's kind of where they're pulling me in at. Okay?
Never been
there.
Okay.
Well, you got to go there someday. You'll get some energy connection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is kind of different, and I get you're African-American and a woman.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, you might think this is crazy, but this is what I hear, so I got to give it to you exactly
no,
how
it's
I...
not crazy.
You were a voodoo princess. Okay. Magic. Perform magic. Or not magic, but you know spells, but you were white in a white magic kind of way. You try to help people and heal people.
Was I a priestess?
But it was, well, a
high
voodoo
priestess.
Yeah,
a voodoo
yeah.
priestess. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it was kind of an interesting life. When you died, you were in your late 70s, so you lived a long time. You had a good life.
Yeah.
People appreciated your efforts. Okay, people appreciated your efforts. You helped people. You were kind of a little bit of a midwife to kind of this prince. But the weird thing about it, I'll give you this weird thing I get. Weird. You handled snakes.
No, that wasn't me. I don't like snakes. I'm afraid of them.
Well, maybe this lifetime you do, but that one you kind of handled them. I see snakes. I see you as snakes. Okay? Maybe you got bit. Maybe you did get bit by a snake. You didn't die from it, but it wasn't a good thing, right?
Like Cleopatra?
Yeah, kind of like Cleopatra. So, yeah, it was an interesting. So what do you gain from that life? A fear of snakes, obviously. Okay, because you did get bit. Went from handling snakes. What else did you get from that lifetime?
I'm doing now? Interesting you should say that. Because,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
You know, this deep interest in the occult or supernatural. Okay?
Yes.
And being what you did was more like a shaman than anything, because you did like to do shape-shifting.
Yes.
Where you could walk into a crowd of people and nobody would see you. Or they, you know, you just kind of like, you know, just disappear in a way.
Become okay? like them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would kind of cloak yourself at some level, and so people wouldn't notice you. If they wouldn't, you could just walk through a crowd of people and nobody would notice you.
Mm.
How fun.
No.
Well, that's an interesting past life.
Oh,
it was fun. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a good one. It was actually mm-hmm. a good one. So you brought forward that desire, A, to assist people, to help people in some way, to explore the depths of your soul. Ooh, I like that. To explore the depths of your soul, and also to do and create miracles at some level. Okay? You came back to do that. So go out there and so create some miracles, would you please?
Yes, I shall.
It's been fun. Be well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Was it Spock sale? Be well and prosper, or something like that.
May I add something to it, though?
Yes.
Because it's amazing what you just came up with. Well, I happen to wash. I use soap or. I love this particular soap, body wash from Africa, and I've been meeting a lot of people from Africa, and they've been sharing their views with me, and someone said that I have the thinking of a shaman, and if I wasn't born Caucasian, then I would fit perfectly on an island, because my mindset is very much like theirs. So that's amazing that you said, but I am afraid of snakes, yet I do have a picture of a interesting snake in my purse, but it's not that kind of snake. It's from hemp. So I like very arty things. That's amazing. And I like artwork and love, you know, things like that. But the actual snake, if I saw one, scares me, especially if one bit my dog. So, wow, that's totally amazing that those things came up like that.
Excellent. So I'm going to let you go and see what else somebody else
okay.
has.
Okay. Let's see if anyone else comes up with something. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Wait a minute. We go. Okay. That was kind of fun. That was fun. So what's on? We got a 914 area code. What's going on? So anybody else? Past lives? Okay. Or want to talk to some dead people and see what they have to say? I joke about dead people, and I know some people. I've got a couple people going, "Well, they're not dead. Why are you saying that?" And I said, "That's a joke. It's humor. You know, we got to keep it light. We can't just be all kind of all the time." No, it's just people who have did their transition and now are living in a non-physical world. Now, I'm talking about regression therapy. Now you can go visit them. Believe it or not. We do that regression work where we go between lives, where you exit life and go to your spiritual home and go visit with your relatives. I've regressed people to that. It was kind of fun. It really is. And that takes longer, though. It's a longer session, but it's fun. You get a lot from it. You get a lot of reassurance of what happens after you die. And that's a cool thing, isn't it? I'm sorry, I got a caller. I'm just kind of babbling on about why I think it's kind of valuable to do that sort of thing, because you do get reassurance. Wow, this is what happens. I've been here. I've been there already. You know, did it while I was in my human form. It's really kind of fun. Okay, 914 area code. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm well. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and thank you for taking my call.
You have to speak up just a tad. Just a tad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, you have a very soft voice.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I think it's a great show so far. I wanted to see if you could talk to some dead people for me.
Dead people?
Or transitioned people. Please.
People in the non-physical world. Souls in the non... To be technical, souls in the non-physical world, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Male figure. Male. male. I'm kind of getting father's side of the family. Father's side, male, father's side of the family. The word great comes in, like great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather or something like that. No, they're correcting me. They're not. No, it's not a direct lineage. It's an uncle, great uncle or something like that. Grandfather's uncle, brother or something like that. Okay. Now people go, I've never known this person, but it doesn't matter because they're all watching you. They all sit around in their little cosmic, dinner tables going, well, she's not doing it this month like she was supposed to do it. No, I'm kidding. But let's see what they have. I don't get names, but I wish I did. So what does he have to say to you? The word is progress. Like, you're making progress in life. You're making progress, but you still have a long way to go. Do you feel that sometimes? You have a long way to go?
Definitely. You actually brought up two things that I've already connected with. I was actually just thinking of my grandfather's brother the other day and brought him up in conversation, although I haven't met him.
Really?
And yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of interesting.
Yes.
Ah, he's on your mind.
So yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, yes, with the progress and yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's he showing me now about your progress? You know, it's a metaphor, so don't take this literal. He's showing me swords, like wielding swords, but it really is mean cutting through the crap in your life. You need to cut through the crap in your life, if that means anything to you. It's about time that you did this. So I guess there must be some stuff in your life that you need to cut through and get past to move on to the next stage in your life. Do you agree with that or not?
Yes, I mean, yes. I've been trying to do that in relationships. Like, people only treat you how you allow them to.
Right.
I've been trying to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's that going, though?
I'm trying to practice that today. This came into my...
Okay, so let's see what he has to say about relationships. Fear. Let's see what he has to say about relationships and clearing that all out, right? If there's something that he sees in your future for clearing out relationships. Well, I hear it more as building relationships that benefit your soul. I guess that would be a way of putting it. That's what I hear it as. So that, yeah, you're going to be developing relationships. And that in plural means that it's just not a singular romantic relationship, but other people in your life that help you develop your soul or progress in your life to live your passion, whatever that is. Okay, so this is all clearing out in the near future. I'll give you a month what they tell me is really good for you this year. What feels like a really good month. You got some work to do, though, don't you? You got some processing to do, don't you? Because it feels like this is like a ways off. Where I'm hearing April is a good month for you. So between now and April, you got some stuff to deal with, don't you?
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
Do you feel like you've
today
been
is a little break and
do you feel like
yeah,
you're being held down?
Back in the fire.
Held down?
Yes.
Held back, held down, like suppressed, like you can't get off the ground. You can't fly.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You will. You will. Absolutely, you will.
Wow.
And I hear it kind of an interesting way. I hear like angel wings, being given angel wings to fly. Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So you get your wings soon. Be ready for them.
Thank you.
two words for you. Two words for you, and I hear for you to really feel these words intently. One is forgiveness, but mostly yourself, because any mistakes you make are all in the process of learning, so don't worry about mistakes. Okay, so forgiveness, forgiving yourself, and forgiving others. And that's the first word. The second word for you is strength. Like power, like strength, exuding your own strength and power. You need to do that this time. It's like you need to venture forth like the warrior. That's why you get the swords and the wings, venturing forth like a warrior at this point in your life. Got it? You can do that.
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
You
well,
can do that.
Well,
okay,
I love
so go.
That.
So go slay some dragons out there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye
well.
Now.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, that was fun. Well, not just fun. I just kind of felt like she really, you know, spirit just kind of gives people or their ancestors give you things that you need to hear when you need to hear it. But yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately. When I get kind of into this thing of telling people about what, and they usually give me a month. Spirit will give me a month, which was something for you to look forward to in your life that will be, oh, anybody in the chat room want to know their month this year? What's your month this year to look forward to kind of work towards? Because it's going to be the month for you to kind of blossom and take full wing this year. Maybe you don't have one, you know, like, well, no, you don't get a month. I'm sorry. You're a loser. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. That was kind of mean. I don't mean it that way. But anybody want to know their month? Give me their first name, and I'll give you a month. It's your month this year. Okay, you're all January, so we don't have to worry about it. I'm kidding. Whatever. Pick one. Give me a name, and we'll pick a month. And those spirits say, this is your month this year. So I already gave April. My original friend, okay, if you're still listening, you were listening earlier, Enchantress, I'll give you a month since you're still here. I'll give you your month. Wow, it's February. It's soon. It's right around the corner. Boom, big month, soon. Just get ready for February. Big month for you. And I mean it in a very positive way. I'm not saying anything tragic is going to happen. It's all positive stuff. So it's the month to gear up for because lots of good things will start happening and you need to be prepared for it. Right. Okay, I have an article, and I'll check back in a minute. I'm just going to do a little bit of this as a filler. But it's interesting stuff. It's from beliefnet.com. 6 ways to we limit ourselves. Ooh, how many times do we limit ourselves with fear, procrastination, or perfection? Ooh, so it's about taking off those limits. Sometimes it's contrast. The first one I thought was rather interesting, and then after this first one, I'll bop back and see what you guys are doing. Overwhelm mode. Are you in overwhelm mode? I think in society today, people get more and more overwhelmed by everything that's going on. I think sometimes you got to turn it all off, right? Turn it all off. When we are inundated with life and stress, we need to meditate. That's the key word here. And to find a way to unclear our minds to get on track. Give yourself a break. If you're feeling run down, this can be a 20-minute nature walk, which is kind of cool, huh? Nature walks. Or doing yoga in the morning or before bed to relax the body. I do yoga at night, but I try to end it like 2 hours before I go to bed because you need to unwind a little bit. Because yoga, even though it can be relaxing, it also does work the body a bit. So you want to stop anything that's extremely taxing on the body a couple hours before bed. Okay, let me check back with you guys. Anybody have a question? Check this SOG, whatever that means. So anybody else? Question? Anybody want to know their month? What is their month this year? It's a good month for you? Okay. I guess not. That's okay. Oh. Yes, the Queen of New Orleans. She's never been there. She's going to go there and she's going to find out, wow, I really connect with this place. Well, I got 10 minutes left. Oh, cool. Okay. Anybody else want to call in? And delve into a past life, or you want me to go into a... Oh, your month. Okay, what's your actual first name? Give me your actual first name. And then I'll give you a month. I can do it this way. I can just see what Spirit has to say for Loretta 1986. What is her month? March. March feels like a really good month for you, Lori. March is going to be a really good month for you. What you have to do to prepare for March, though, is what? What do they want you to do to prepare for your month? Clean up and throw out. Now, that could be literal. That could be stuff. Or that could be emotional stuff. But it's clean up and clear out. Clean up and clear out whatever garbage, emotionally or physical stuff that you need to clear out of your life so that March could be a new awakening for you is how I hear it. So that's a good thing. So be ready. You got a month, month and a half, or thereabout, to clear up and clear out that stuff that's kind of limiting you. That's because, you know, clutter, emotional clutter, mental clutter, physical clutter can always hold us back from doing what we need to do. So get ready. You're almost there. Got it? Boom. Done. Well, maybe. Who knows, right? But it's going to be a good month. So, well, focus on it being the month that you want action to take place. Kind of get into that mindset. Lots of good things are going to happen to me this month. And you prepare yourself mentally. That's kind of the law of attraction working, manifesting, because if you have a target date and you're putting it out to the universe, I want this and this and this and this and this to happen because I'm ready for it. That, boom, done. Okay, let me go back to the article. Oh, we had another question or comment. Anybody else? I'm having fun with this. Oh, you're welcome. Where was I at? Okay, six ways to limit ourselves, and it's really things we need to think about and kind of pay attention to. Fear. Allow fear to now become a stepping stone towards success. We are afraid of how we look if we fail in front of others. So what? So, yeah, failure, fear of failure, right? So what? So if you do, you learn and use it as an advantage by writing them down or what they were, the takeaways from the experience. So if you fail, don't be afraid of failure. I guess that's what they're saying here. So don't be afraid of it. It's failure, making a mistake, not looking and acting the way you're supposed to act or look in front of other people is okay because you learn more about yourself. And you move on and you move up and you keep going. It's called contrast. In the law of attraction, it talks about that a lot. Contrast. You see something you don't want or you fail at something, go, I don't want to do that. I want to do this over here because it feels a lot better to do that. Not ready yet. That's the next one. Sure, you'll never be ready. That's the biggest mistake people make. I'm just not ready for it. I'm just not ready. But they never get ready, right? You never get ready. So just do it. But how depressing is to remain in neutral, right? Making a move could be encouraging and helpful. Maybe it's a project, a new hobby, or pitching an idea to management. You can never have all your ducks in order. Never, never. When I was in business and I was in management, we called it the paralysis of analysis. I'm not ready to make a decision because I don't have enough information. I had a boss like that. Never enough information. And then the world passes you by. Sometimes you got to go with your intuitiveness, your gut feelings on something, and you just got to take that leap of faith and jump out there and, you know, run with the bulls. Okay, whatever it is you're going to do, just do it. You don't have to be ready. Just do it. What do you think? Do you always have to be ready for everything you want to do? Or do you get stuck? I think you get stuck. It's like, I may not be completely ready and have all the information I need to review on doing regression therapy, but I'm ready to run with the bulls, ready to do it because I like doing it. And you learn as you go. Don't most people just kind of learn as you go? You can be prepared. Even if you're completely prepared for what you think is going to happen in a situation, it never turns out that way anyway. It always goes off to the side somewhere and you're going, well, I didn't know it was going to go there. Whoops. Okay, what's the next one? Not ready yet. So you're never completely ready, but just do it. Yeah, isn't that Nike? Just do it. Just go for it. Work on small goals. Work on the smaller goals first. Sometimes we tackle the bigger items first and become exhausted and give up. Yeah, well, Tony Robbins talks about the chunking it down, taking the big goal and making it a bunch of little goals so that you achieve something, so you can celebrate that you achieved something. You know, you can break your goal down into five little parts or six little parts. And then what you do is when you break it down, you every time you reach one of those little goals, you congratulate yourself. You know, you buy yourself a pizza, whatever you do, right? You know, go out for a beer. Well, how I made it. You always have to celebrate those little achievements. Don't just take them for granted. Oh, I did this, you know. No, celebrate them in some way. Always celebrate your life because you've achieved a goal. You may not have gotten the big one yet, but you got the little one. And every time you do a little one, celebrate. You know, do something little. Have a bowl of ice cream or whatever it is. This is my celebration, right? Take myself to the movies because I did this. So don't forget to celebrate achieving the small goals on your route to the big one. Right? I mean, you guys agree or disagree? I mean, you're in the chat room. What do you think? That's what I was always told, even in the business world. Celebrate. Your department had a success. You did something. You completed something by a certain date, but it's time to take everybody to lunch. We used to do a monthly lunch. So that in celebration of what we accomplished, something to look forward to, something to celebrate. Okay, invest in you. I love this one. Invest in yourself with a speaking class, a seminar, or a conference to sharpen social or any skill that you already have. Or just take a class. Maybe it's photography. Invest in you. Take something that's related to what you do, but maybe even just kind of stretches yourself out a little bit. I've always wanted to take a vegan cooking class or a vegetarian cooking class or an Italian cooking class. I don't know. I'm getting hungry. I can tell myself that. Okay, you're going to eat in a little while. So do something. Stretch yourself. Find something that you love to do. You know, people talk to me all the time about, ooh, I want to meet a partner. I want to meet somebody. Well, this is a great opportunity right there, okay? A seminar, a conference, a class, something that you're learning about, that you're going to find people that are learning the same thing that you are. Well, you may have to spend a little bit of money, but how much does online dating cost, right? Ew, yuck, right? So do something. Get out there. Take a class in something. Take a photography class. Take a cooking class. Take a sewing. Well, I don't know about guys being, if you're looking for a guy, I don't know, sewing classes they're going to be in, right? Maybe take a skydiving class. Who knows? Do something. Stretch yourself. Get outside your limits. You know, stretch the envelope out a little bit in your life. Take those leaps of faith into something that you've never done or you'd like to do and do it. You'll feel better. And you might meet some really interesting people if you're so inclined to meet interesting people. Maybe you're not. Hey, I'm almost done here, almost out of time. I will be back tomorrow. We'll do a lot of the same things because I love doing this stuff, the delving into your past lives or getting a message from one of your ancestors or a famous person. Now, I first mentioned at the show that if you're interested in giving a message or getting a message from a famous person, we can do that too. Is there anybody, you know, 2016 was a major year of loss. Do you have any messages for any of the famous people that died and maybe we'll get a message back to you from them? I'm going to pass on a message, see if we can connect with any. We can do that tomorrow. We'll do that. We'll have some fun. It's Friday. Friday is a good day to have some fun. So if you're interested tomorrow, or even, well, I only have about a minute left, but maybe tomorrow we can do that. Remind me. We'll see if we can give messages to famous people who passed last year. We got the David Bowies. You got the Glenn Fries. You got Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds. Just a whole slew of people died last year that passed on, passed over, whatever you want to call it. And maybe you want to give them a message, and maybe you'll get a message back. And most of them have healed by now or are in their spiritual home going through their process. And I'm sure they'd love to communicate to people who are interested in communicating. You'd be surprised those who we think, oh, that's why would they want to communicate with me? Because they love to communicate with those who are in the living physical world, right? Okay, it's been fun. I love you guys. I really do. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.